Welcome back to another episode of Dentistry's Growing with Grace podcast. Join Grace and her guest of the week as they discuss lessons learned in the industry and explore unique insights into ethical growth.
Hello, welcome back to Dentistry's Growing with Grace. I'm here with Kendra Sellers. Kendra, thank you for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Grace, for having me. I'm excited to do this with you today.
Me too. And this is a topic that people need to learn about. I think they've been putting it on the back burner for many, many years. And there's a lot of people come up with a lot of excuses for not implementing medical billing in their dental practice. And I've said this before, so I'll say it again. I think everyone should be doing this. So I'm really excited to introduce you to our following and learn about what you do and also share some valuable tips with our audience. But before we jump into our grilling with our questions, tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
So I'm originally a clinical hygienist. I've gotten into the medical billing space after attending a two-day immersion course four different times and realized that there was a huge opportunity for practices and ultimately patients to get the services that we provide in a dental practice paid for via medical billing. And what I really saw was the gap, which is my niche, which is my company's niche, is really closing that gap of how do we do this? And really digging in and helping practices implement with customized one-on-one support. So that's what I have been doing since 2016 now, is actually help practices with that. Fortunately, being a hygienist, that's really helped me coach better because I have an understanding of all the different procedures and how to help practices get the right information to the insurance carrier so that they get paid.
And I think having that clinical background helps with things like medical necessity and some of the intricacies that likely are attached to medical billing. Very cool. So tell me about your company. What's the name of it?
It's TIPS Medical Billing.
Okay.
Which means Tandem In Practice Solutions for Dental Medical Billing. TIPS for short.
I love it. It's great.
Yeah. And, the key there is the tandem part, right? It's having somebody help you with every step of the way to ensure your success. We're doing this together.
Absolutely. And we know in dentistry that it's never for a lack of good ideas. That's not why practices get stunted in their growth. It's always because we need help with implementation and accountability. Those are the two things that we need support with, is who is checking and making sure that the things are getting done and that they're getting done right. And when it comes to billing, especially when you're dealing with insurance, medical or dental, those processes have to be ironclad. If they're not, you could run into some legal issues too. So it's important that you have that professional support, especially with bringing medical billing into your practice. So kind of in your own words, summarize, what problem does medical billing solve for the dental practice?
Well, it solves a big issue that we have is with case acceptance, because obviously dental benefits are not allowing a lot of opportunity to have things done, because one crown, one implant is going to max them out on their dental benefits. So now it becomes out-of-patient pocket expense, right? So obviously medical billing helps with decreasing patients out of pocket, increasing practice revenue or production, collections, whatever you want to call it. It's really about maximizing patients' reimbursable benefits that they have via their medical insurance.
There's got to be someone listening right now that's going, oh, it's not going to cover anything. This is going to be such a waste of my time because it's just going to get rejected. How is medical really going to cover dental? And I know this wasn't in like technically any questions we talked about, but can you give us a couple examples as to like one or two examples of when having the ability to bill to medical has allowed a patient to receive care and increase the profitability of the practice?
Sure. I mean, well, when we look at what do they cover, what can we bill? Your evaluations can be billed. Your PANs, your CTs, your surgical procedures, your TMJ procedures, including Botox for TMJ problems, sleep apnea appliances. I mean, all those things can be billed. Obviously, they're all things that patients either, you know, are medically necessary for the patient or that they want to do, you know, I mean, to help them function. I see so many incidences, and I hear this all the time, that patients go to the ER and they're going to the ER because not all patients have dental benefits. So they're afraid to come to the dentist because they don't know how they're going to pay for it. But we work really hard on getting new patients. What if patients knew we were billing to medical and they could come in for an evaluation? We could, you know, service more patients that are in need.
Yeah.
Need to come to us that have medical benefits but don't have dental. So it brings up a whole nother opportunity in marketing.
No, you don't want to get me started on that, because I'll just the entire episode about how to market medical billing to your community. Completely, and there are a lot of things within the dental practice, technology specifically, medical billing, all these things that the doctors invest in that they never market to their community. And so there's always a piece to market. Anytime you embrace anything new or even something old, you've got to constantly be educating your community.
When you talk about technology, I hear this all the time. We got a CT, but we don't charge for it. What? You have this expensive piece of equipment, but you're not charging for it? They're not charging, I feel, is because we've kind of been brainwashed by dental and what dental pays and what they don't pay. So if they don't pay, you know, our patients are like family to us. So we feel bad asking them to pay for this amazing diagnostic tool that we have called a CT, because dental's not going to pay for it. Well, I got news for you. Medical does.
Yeah.
So we have another avenue. Think about the revenue. Even if you charge $150 for a CT and you're doing, you know, I'd have to do the math, but you know, you're doing a ton of them per month. Think about the revenue that would generate. I mean, doctors, admin people on this call can figure that out in their own head, but think about what you're giving away. We're used to giving so much away.
And I'd like to think too, that the patient would benefit. They would be grateful that you're taking the steps to help them file and utilize their medical benefits that they pay for. They pay in to have those benefits. They want to use them. So now you're also building loyalty with the patient by bringing them a service that they're not expecting, that they've never seen another dental practice offer before.
And therein lies another reason to do it, because the gal down the street are not doing it.
Right.
So who are they going to choose for their treatment? They're going to choose whoever is going to get them who's ever going to get them the most benefit,
right,
in dental and medical.
Absolutely.
And decrease their out-of-pocket costs.
Absolutely. So it seems like, oh, okay, well, so far makes perfect sense. Everyone should do it. Get started today. What are some of the obstacles that we face that kind of hold back the doctor from bringing these benefits to the practice?
So one of them would be, it's an investment. It's absolutely an investment, but give me the opportunity to show you the ROI, because it is absolutely there, far more than what we get from dental. We work really hard to maximize. I'm getting all these emails right now from dental practices, you know, oh, use up your benefits that you have for a year. You know, that ridiculous $1,500 per year, you know, use your max. We work really hard to maximize that when we have an unlimited amount on the medical side.
So, it's actually insurance, whereas in dental, it's not really. It's like a coupon.
It's, yeah. Yeah, it's a benefit. It's a coupon, whatever you want to call it. It's a joke. So many respects. It's crazy to me. But that's an obstacle is it is an investment. And what I can say, and what you have to trust, is trust in the process with the right coaching, that your investment is going to pay off. And this is going to live out the life of your practice. And you're just going to continue collecting and seeing that ROI come to be a reality. Another obstacle would be, do we have to learn something new? Sure. We are not taught CPT codes or diagnosis codes in school. But what I can tell you about that is it's really not that scary. I mean, I've done it. I'm a hygienist. So doctors, if you're listening, you can do it too. It's not that hard. And what most people find is that it's very repetitive. So while there's 72,000 diagnosis codes, there's very few that we really have to utilize. Our scenarios are really repetitive in a dental practice. So, those are just some obstacles.
Yeah. I've seen too, with change, it can be very overwhelming to team members where the doctor comes back. It's always from a seminar. It's always, I went to this course or I attended this thing, and now we got to do all these 50 new things that I learned over the weekend. And the team gets sort of like paralyzed with implementation. And then the doctor walks out of the room and they whisper behind his or her back, "Don't worry, she'll forget about this by next week. Like, we'll be okay. We just need to write it out."
That's great. I love that.
You know, how do we, because as an employee, I'm going to be looking at, okay, this is more work for me, more responsibility, more headaches, a whole new thing to learn. And what does this do for me? And when the practice succeeds, the team succeeds. When the practice is more profitable, there's more opportunity for the team to grow. And you get to be a part of that success and a part of that growth. So I would just take this minute to encourage team members, when you want to grow in a profession, you look to bring more value to that establishment. And when you do that organically over time, you are worth more to that practice. The doctor's not going to want to lose you. So I think the employee mindset has to switch from, why would I do this thing if there's nothing in it for me, to how can I bring more value to this organization? And then I'm going to feel really confident in asking for maybe a raise or maybe a bonus because of this value that I've brought. So yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and I think it's important for people to understand this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's something that's going to take time and energy to invest in, to ensure the success of it. So, you know, I get people feel overwhelmed, or I don't know how to do this. And, you know, that is the reality. That is the scarcity mindset in some regards, but know that with the proper connection with somebody like myself and my company, you guys get to set the pace. You guys get to set what, you know, this is very customized. You guys get to set what procedures we do. I mean, we're working constantly together so that you never have to struggle through any obstacles that we encounter. You always have somebody that's right there holding your hand through it. I don't know if that's the right word, but
I think
that's always right there to coach you through every step of the way. And that's really the gap that I saw early on. And, you know, that's the gap we close.
Yeah.
I get it. Anything new is scary.
Yeah.
For most people. And, you know, I look at this as, if I were a team member in that situation, the doctor's investing in me.
Yeah.
Investing in my professional growth. And that's really cool, because not every doc is willing to do that.
That's true. Imagine now if you ever needed to go find another position, bringing that knowledge with you is incredible. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I want to just kind of pivot for a second. This is another question we didn't really talk about, but we have a lot of targeted marketing for our clients. We run campaigns to attract sometimes full arch cases. Sometimes we focus on ortho. There are these different things. Can you give me an idea of what kind of services in certain situations, and I don't need all the details, but what are some of the services that can, under certain circumstances, get medical coverage, medical benefit coverage? Does it apply to things like implant dentistry? Or, I want the people listening here to realize what type of opportunity this is.
So let's think about the medical world, because I think we get so brainwashed by dental and what dental does and doesn't do and all the limitations, exclusions, and restrictions that they have. Think about if you go to your medical doctor, say you broke your foot. I'm going to use that as a scenario because I did that a couple of years ago. You go in, they take an x-ray, they bill you for an emergency evaluation. They take an x-ray. They then often send you, in my situation, I needed a CT or MRI. They sent me to an imaging center to do that. They put a boot on my foot. All of those things were covered by my medical insurance. Then they did the surgery. Everything in that was covered by my medical insurance. So think about this is such a missed opportunity in dentistry. Say a patient comes in for they have an emergency, they have an abscessed tooth. Most practices would pull that tooth, not bill for the emergency evaluation that blew up their schedule and made them late for all the other patients on the schedule. They wouldn't bill out the CT that they needed to evaluate that cystic lesion in the jawbone. They didn't bill out for the bone graft that was potentially needed there. There's so many opportunities in that situation, but we don't bill it out. Now we've done a bone graft and we need an implant in that area. We can go ahead and place that implant and bill it to medical. Now, if they pay for the implant, they'll also pay for the final prosthesis. Oh, and what about the surgical stent that you use for that implant? They pay for that as well. All of those things are payable and billable. Say they come in on one day.
So really quick, sorry to interrupt. Really quick. So in that scenario, you just have, not just, I'm sure it's not super simple, but you have to prove the medical necessity of that implant, right? And they're probably just being difficult here to keep things interesting. There are probably plenty of medical insurances that will come back and say, well, you can chew on those other teeth. You don't really need that tooth. I'm just saying, from what I've seen from insurance companies, is like their job is to try to find ways to reject things, right? So a big part of what I would imagine what you do is provide the training and the coaching to present things to medical in their terms, in their world, in their words. Is there an underlying condition that will make this worse? Is there a way that we can get this implant covered? Because I would anticipate 8 out of 10 would reject an implant, but I could be totally wrong on that.
You know, here's what it comes down to. It comes down to the policy the patient has.
Okay.
And the quality of the policy. So just like there, as an example, in Illinois, where I'm at, on a global level, Blue Cross excludes implants from their policies. But that being said, there are plenty of policies within Blue Cross of Illinois that have that coverage. So, you know, you just have to know. You have to know whether or not they pay them or not. I see them covered all the time.
Yeah.
You know, across the whole US. So there's so many opportunities, you know, and we have to start thinking differently. Like, we can get paid for the diagnostic portion of the surgical encounter that's going to be coming up, just like an MD would. We get paid for the surgery. And guess what? 90 days post-operative, we can get paid for another evaluation and CT to see our success of that surgery.
Yeah.
So we have to start thinking differently. And pretty soon that encounter is a lot of income for the practice.
Yeah.
So we probably would have written off. Like that abscess tooth, we see that in practices all day, every day, practically. Mm-hmm. And what most practices, what I see most practices doing is charging for the $300 extraction. They've written off the exam because they don't want to go past the frequency of 2 times a year. They didn't submit the CT either because dental's not going to pay for that most often, and they don't want to charge the patient for it. Oh, and the bone graft, that's really expensive. If they did bill for it, they're billing like $300, which doesn't even cover their expense on that bone graft,
right.
Let alone their expertise to do surgery in the jawbone. Oh, and by the way, we did a cyst removal too. And I've never seen a dentist bill that out.
Yeah.
So, you know, a $300 encounter could be $1,000 to $1,500 instead.
Right.
We have to get past giving so much away, because at the end of the day, we have a 60 to 70% overhead. We are a mini OR every day, all day in our practices.
Yep.
We are different. I wish that they would call us a surgery center, because it's really what we are. Whether we're cutting into tissue, whether we're cutting into a tooth, we are doing surgery.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've gotten to that point with all of our technology and practices, dentists doing more education on all these surgical procedures. We are not just dentists, we are oral healthcare physicians.
I've been saying for years that dentistry needs a rebrand. I've been saying this for years. I agree with you. I could not agree with you more on that point. And I really enjoy the marketing side of helping communities value our clients at a higher level by choosing certain business names and angles and brands. And I love what you just shared. It's so insightful. So for those people that are listening and they're like, I wonder if I can get this covered. I wonder if I can get that covered. And they're starting to think, okay, even if I can't all the time, but let's say 20% or 30% of the time, I might be able to get this or that covered. They start doing the math and they're like, yeah, I need to learn more about this. Where do they start? How can they find you? And is there anything you can offer to our listeners to help them learn more about what you do in implementing medical billing?
Sure. So my website is tipsmedicalbilling.com. On that website, there's a contact page. Go there, fill it out. It will ask you if you want me to reach out to you to do a medical billing analysis or what I call an MBA. Let's have a call about all the opportunities that you have in your practice, because there are things that you're not even thinking of that you do every day, all day, that I'm sure you're not privy to. And that's okay. That's what I'm here for. My goal is to find the opportunities so that you can get reimbursed more, because the reality is not only is dental very limiting in how much they cover per year, they also don't allow much per procedure.
Right.
So that's a huge thing right there.
I mean, anyone listening in the dental field already knows what's broken about the dental insurance.
So. Well, and I just keep hearing the reimbursements are going down. What if just on a simple exam, you could get double reimbursement,
right?
That change your practice. I mean,
absolutely. It's going to affect everything from your marketing, how you market, the message you put out, your patient experience is improved. You immediately have a very strong differentiator, and your profitability. So I don't see any reason why people wouldn't look into this. Kendra, thank you so much for being here with me today. I appreciate all the wonderful information you shared. And to those of you listening, thank you for following along. Subscribe anywhere that there are podcasts, Dentistry's Growing with Grace. Join our Facebook group, Dentistry's Growing with Grace. And if you are interested in growing your practice or getting a complimentary marketing planning session, you can find me at identitydental.com. Thank you so much and have a great day.